Welcome back, listeners. This is Penny Miller at WJLY with Lamplighter, and I've been speaking with my awesome sister, Cindy West, who was here yesterday and unfortunately sharing a very heartbreaking story. She's lost two children to suicide, and I'm just so glad that she's honored us with coming in and sharing that story. I know it's going to help so many people out there. So we're going to go ahead and continue in to the second part here. And we were just talking, I asked you the question yesterday, were you angry with God? And you said with the first, your daughter Unity, not so much. But when Andrew, 4 years later, you were. And his was more of an accidental suicide. And can you explain that? Because some listeners might not understand what that means.
What the accidental suicide means is Andrew had no intentions of actually ending his life. This was more of a plea at the time to get somebody else's attention to stop doing something really wrong that they were doing. And he thought, if I scared them enough, they'll stop, they'll straighten up, behave, and live life the way it was supposed to. And it just didn't turn out that way.
No, unfortunately, it did not. I think people can really relate and understand, you know, and God does. He understands you're angry. And I think that's a question I know I would ask God, why didn't you stop this? You have the power. You're omnipotent. You're all powerful. You could have stopped this. Why? And God's okay. I think God's okay. He understands your anger. He understands the question why. The big thing about that I've learned over the years with that question why is you don't want to live there, because I don't know how you function with what's happened to you when you're constantly living in the, God, why did you allow this? Why did this happen? I think you've done a beautiful job of continuing on. I mean, to be honest, Cindy, a lot of people would have curled up in the corner and that's where they would have stayed. And you haven't. You haven't. I can personally say I'm so thankful for that. Well, here's a big question too. Let's just answer. Let's just get this out. A lot of people say suicide is the unpardonable sin. No, it's not. Look at Romans 8, 1 and 2, and I'm just going to read that if that's okay. It says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. That is not the unpardonable sin. Those kids were saved, and I think I actually had the privilege of leading one of those kids to the Lord.
Unity?
Yes, yes. So, you know what? We all sin, and in God's eyes, one sin's not, they're all the same in His eyes. The unpardonable sin is rejecting Christ. You know, when you say, there is no God, I don't believe in Christ, I don't accept Him as my Savior, that's the unpardonable sin.
Yeah.
I think that's just so many people believe that. I mean, do you hear that? Have you heard that over the years?
Actually, right after I lost to Andrew, I was told that we didn't know if he went to heaven or hell. And I knew Andrew went to heaven. Andrew had been saved. Andrew had actually lived with you and Bob for a little while to try and keep his life straight. And I mean, he's just like every other human being. We all slip and fall and take steps back all
right.
The time.
You're right.
But him and Unity both were saved. They both believed in God. They both loved God. I mean, they didn't live the straight up Christian life that I know God would have wanted them to live to that extent. But they loved God. They knew God existed. They knew heaven and hell existed. You know, no, I nobody will ever convince me that neither one of my kids ever went to heaven. They were saved. And for all we know, you know, right before the end happened, maybe they were sitting there talking to God.
That's
what
right.
I keep thinking. That's
Boy,
what that's, I feel.
That's a good point. When did your anger with God turn to, hey, God, you know, a lot of people going through situations, they run away from God or they run to God. So for a little bit, you're running away from God. When did that turn? Do you remember? How did God help you get through something that some people, they don't get through?
Well, this wasn't brought up, but it was a few years, and I'm sure you'll remember after I say this, that I tried to commit suicide one time. And the way that it ended up being, I knew it had to be God who interacted in it. It was kind of, some people would say it was the silliest thing, but I knew all of my kids were gone and out of town, and I had just got to the point where I could not handle it anymore. I couldn't deal with the hurt. Yes, I have other kids. Yes, I have grandkids that I love with all my heart, but sometimes the hurt just overrides the love for everybody else.
Yeah, it's a heavy burden.
And I was at the cemetery with Andrew when I tried to commit suicide, and God intervened in one of the silliest little ways. A couple of my grandsons wanted tomatoes, and so their mom had taken them by my house to find me for tomatoes, and they couldn't find me there. She looked one other place. I wasn't there, so she knew where I was at. And she came out, and yes, I was out there, and I was pretty much done for. And when the ambulance got there, they had told my daughter that 5 more minutes and I would not have made it. So you can't tell me God doesn't intervene in some of the funniest or goofiest ways, because that, I mean, that it was tomatoes. They wanted tomatoes, and God saved my life. And that's when my anger with God came to an end.
Wow.
A total end.
Wow. Well, that's, I'm almost speechless. I, yes, of course I do remember that. And what a testimony. Your testimony, I just keep thinking as we're doing this interview, people are going to hear this. You're going to give them hope. People are going to understand it's okay to be angry for a little while. It's okay to be so sad and upset. But then you have to run to God, because he's the only hope, isn't it? Only hope to get us through these horrible things that people have to go through in life. Life is tough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He is the main reason I'm still here. Yes.
Oh, that's so
absolutely
good to hear. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
We're going to get ready to wrap this up here today, but I want to end with this. I want to know, since you've unfortunately had so much experience, what can you tell parents who've suffered the same way that you've suffered?
You can, and you will make it through. Go to God. Go to your Bible. Go to your church family. You'll make it through. God will make sure you will make it through. But you got to have God there to do it.
Well, you do. With what you've gone through, I can't imagine not being a Christian and going through what you have gone through.
Oh my, me neither.
You've had a tough life. You really have. You've had some really great things happen, some great times in your life, I know. And then you've had some terribly devastating times as well. But the message, if I'm hearing you right, the message is don't run away from God, go to God.
And if you do run away from God, make sure you turn around and run right back.
Oh, that's beautifully said, Cindy. That is really beautifully said. I can't thank you enough for coming. Tough, tough topic. Listeners, we here at WJLY are willing, if you need to talk to somebody, if you're not sure if you have God as your Savior and you need to talk to somebody, please call us. Don't hesitate. Or even you can email us. But just want you to really take the words that Cindy said today. And it doesn't have to be that you've lost somebody to suicide. It could just be a really hard thing. It could be a disease, health problem, divorce, whatever that you're going through. But take that, give it to God. Don't run from him, but run to him. And as you said so beautifully, if you run away, turn around and come back. So Cindy, I want to thank you so much for being here for this Lamplighter. I just know it's going to touch a lot of people's hearts. So God bless you. And I can say this, I love you.
Well, I love you, and thank you for letting me do it.